Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Marlene Lorendo, a lay Dominican living in Maine. Her preaching is entitled, Your Light, and the reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
Jesus said to his disciples, You are the salt of the earth, but if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand, where it gives light to all in the house. Just so, your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father. The Gospel of the Lord. You are the light of the world. That is as strong a statement as any Jesus ever said. A declaration, if you will. You are the light of the world. And as if they, the apostles, and we didn't hear Jesus, he then reaffirms, Your light must shine before others. How lightly we take this. Not full of light, but lightly, like Jesus wasn't really talking to me, addressing me. In this gospel, wasn't he just talking to the apostles who were still in hiding? We question whether we should be in the limelight. Many of us are shy. We don't think we're worth it. To be in the light sounds like boasting, putting ourselves out in front of everybody without the proper credentials. People might think me arrogant. It may arouse jealousy, cause me to lose friendships. Oh, but hearing myself say that, it sounds like it's all about me, doesn't it? I don't want to feel uncomfortable. But the light doesn't really come from us, does it? We didn't create it. It's not a skill or talent we develop. In the reading for Pentecost, didn't Jesus say, The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you. He said it, teach and remind. The Holy Spirit is in charge. However dim it is today, the light can grow brighter if we allow our shyness and reluctance to fade. If the Holy Spirit teaches and reminds, there is no failing at this. We just have to be open, like Mary at Jesus' feet. It may not happen overnight. The apostles were finally ready at Pentecost. Those who are shy and fearful somehow are bolstered when they speak the truth. We sense that perhaps they are shy, but they are not trying to be boastful. They are not arrogant. They shine their light away from themselves and onto the word and work of God, encouraging others and leading just causes. The light has been bestowed on us. The reason is evident as to how we should use it. As the last line of the gospel states, Your light must shine before others so that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father. Thank you.